As with everything else, credit card balances are going up. It's the Business News Headlines for Monday, the 5th day of February. Thanks for being here. In other news, hospitality workers in Nevada agree to a tentative contract with their casinos, and President Biden was there to offer his congratulations. Meanwhile, in other casino news, there was a ruling in a case dealing with a habitual gambler in Atlantic City. The DOJ says a bank in North Carolina has discriminated against the Black and Latino community there, and there's a penalty for that. Automakers are reassessing their EV goals and why. We've got the Wall Street Report and more worries about AI and deep fakes. This time, it's real money. For the interview, you'll meet Stephanie Oppel from ICON. Think economic development by reimagining rivers and streams. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us again today. And we are grateful to be back in studio after being in Orlando, Florida for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual convention called CattleCon 24. And we'll have some reports about that and from that in the coming weeks. Want to reach us on social media? Over on X, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business. And our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, as we've reported in the past, consumers are taking on extra credit card debt, one of the reasons that American Express had an excellent quarter last quarter. But there is a but. The Associated Press is reporting that experts now worry that members of these groups, mostly lower and middle income Americans, who tend to be renters, are falling behind on their debts and could face further deterioration of their financial health in the year ahead, particularly those who have recently resumed paying off student loans. Americans held more than $1 trillion on their credit cards in the third quarter of last year. That's a record, and a figure certain to grow once the fourth quarter data is released by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation next month. A recent report from the credit rating company Moody's showed that credit card delinquency rates and charge-off rates, or the percent of loans that a bank believes will never be repaid, are now well above their 2019 levels and are expected to keep climbing. These worrisome numbers coincide with the average interest rate on a bank credit card of roughly 21.5%. The highest it's been since the Federal Reserve started tracking that data back in 1994. Wall Street struggled all day as investors worried that interest rate cuts by the central bank will not take effect until sometime this summer. That will result in higher borrowing costs for everything from housing to vehicles. Us? Well, we still are bullish that the Fed will cut rates yet this spring, perhaps in April. We shall see. But the numbers from today, they're coming at you in just a bit. The Culinary Workers Union, which represents hospitality workers in Nevada, says it has reached a tentative agreement with six more downtown hotel casinos and called off a strike deadline for another. The AP is reporting that President Biden was in Nevada to congratulate the workers, saying, quote, "When you do well, everybody does better, and thank you for having the faith in unions," end quote. Biden, the most union-friendly president in modern history, has continued his work to not only congratulate worker unions, but has also been joining them in picket lines when there's a strike. The Culinary Workers Union is the largest in Nevada, with about 60,000 members statewide. It negotiates on behalf of its members for five-year contracts. Biden recently was endorsed by the United Auto Workers Union. He proudly touts his long-standing support for the men and women of organized labor. The Culinary Union's tentative agreements averted a Monday morning walkout threat at several near-strip and downtown properties as the city kicks off Super Bowl week. The San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs will face off at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on Sunday. and the NFL's 58th Super Bowl is expected to bring about 330,000 people to Vegas this week. Sticking with casino news for just a moment, today we learned that a U.S. District Court judge has ruled that Atlantic City casinos have no legal obligation to stop compulsive gamblers from betting and dismissed a lawsuit from a self-described problem gambler who accused the Borgata Casino and its parent company, MGM Resorts International, of plying him with offers to gamble despite knowing about his addiction. Similar lawsuits have been dismissed in other states, including Indiana. Redlining. It's what happened in many communities in the U.S. as lenders actually drew lines on a map that would lead to discrimination to members of minority groups. You might have thought that was something in the past, but now the Department of Justice says that the First National Bank of Pennsylvania discriminated against Black and Latino homebuyers in North Carolina for a period of at least 4 years. The Justice Department said First National Bank will pay $13.5 million to settle the redlining charges. The bulk of that money will go into a fund to help subsidize loans for Black and Latino borrowers in Charlotte and Winston-Salem, two housing markets where the DOJ found discrimination. In its complaint, the DOJ alleges that First National closed branches in majority-minority neighborhoods, failed to provide mortgage services to Black and Latino potential borrowers, and ignored entire neighborhoods for potential lending. The DOJ found that lenders of similar size and scope to First National did 2 to 4 times as much lending to minority borrowers between 2017 and 2021 as First National. This, by the way, is the 13th redlining settlement that the Biden administration has brought against banks since 2021. Under Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Justice Department has created a redlining task force to focus on racial discrimination in financial services in a way that few administrations have done so in the past. Automakers are taking a second look at their electric vehicle efforts as wealthy early adopters have started to drop out of the market. Business Insider is reporting that automakers were big on high-priced luxury EVs that could more quickly usher in profitability, but that has fallen apart in recent months. Instead, a new crop of shoppers has entered the market in search of more affordable and practical electrical options, with a preference for hybrids over pure electrics. For the past few years, the automotive industry has been divided into two camps on electric vehicle strategies. The first, like GM and Volkswagen, sought to skip hybrids and go straight to all-electric lineups, while the second, like Toyota and Jeep owner Stellantis, focused on plug-in hybrids for the near term with more EVs down the road. It was unclear until recently which strategy would win out, but GM's move to now focus on hybrid sales is the first sign that industry executives are recognizing a need for hybrids, at least in the near term. Wall Street struggles as investors fret over the timing of any rate cut by the central bank. At the close, the Dow sank by 274 points to settle at 38,380, while the Nasdaq fell by 31 points to 15,597, and the S&P 500 lost 15 points to settle at 49.42. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was up by 53 cents at $72.81 a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury yield ticked up to 4.166%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is yet another warning sign about AI and deep fakes. CNN is reporting that scammers using artificial intelligence technology to manipulate photos and videos is troubling authorities around the world, who are growing increasingly concerned at the sophistication of deep fake technology. Here's an example. Thinking a request had come from his company's chief financial officer in a video call, a Hong Kong employee recently remitted the equivalent of about $25.5 million. But it turned out to be a deep fake, according to local police. While the initial text seemed suspicious to the finance worker, the people on the call looked and sounded just like colleagues that he recognized. The case is one of several like it, using AI deepfakes to trick victims into sending money. Wow. And that is a wrap, but make sure you click ahead to learn more about the massive economic impact that can come from reimagining rivers and streams. My guest is Stephanie Oppel, the Executive Director of ICON, the Iowa Confluence Water Trails Group. And thanks for listening.